From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and today we're marking this program's 40th birthday. We'll have some birthday thoughts from past hosts a little bit later on, but we begin with the White House today revising certain details in its account of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Officials said today the al-Qaeda leader was not armed. They also said bin Laden's wife was not killed, though she was shot. White House spokesman Jay Carney told reporters that the discrepancies were the result of providing what he called a great deal of information with great haste. And more information is still coming out. This evening, CIA Director Leon Panetta told lawmakers that the Obama administration will release photographs of bin Laden's body. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the impact the images could have.
Osama bin Laden's death was an earthquake that shook the world. Photographs of his bloody corpse may be a powerful aftershock. President Obama's counterterrorism advisor John Brennan told NPR's Morning Edition today the White House did not take this decision lightly.
There is not a question at this point, I think, in anybody's mind that bin Laden is dead. I know there are some people who are interested in having that visual proof. This is something we're taking into account, but what we don't want to do is to release anything that might be either misunderstood or that would cause other problems.
It is more than simply a question of visual proof. Stories, people, and events can be defined by a single image. When guards abused inmates at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison 7 years ago, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this to a Senate committee.
It is the photographs that gives one the vivid realization of what actually took place. Words don't do it.
There is a scientific basis for this reaction, says neuroscientist John Gabrielli of MIT. Humans evolved to absorb information visually.
The brain responds far more powerfully to images than text. We see that in brain activations, that it's a much more potent response. And in terms of, for example, memory that's formed by an experience, much more powerful for pictures than words.
For 10 years, Osama bin Laden was defined by one image, the tall, skinny man with a long gray beard. Seema Rubin knows well how consequential a new photo of bin Laden could be. She's curator of an exhibition called Capture the Moment, Pulitzer Prize Photographs.
I think the death photograph will have a tremendous impact. And I think that it will replace the other image because there is a finality to it, this closure.
The decision of whether to release the photo also involved legal questions. Tom Parker is policy director for terrorism, counterterrorism, and human rights at Amnesty International. His organization did not take a position on whether the photos should be made public.
The Geneva Conventions have a basic standard that you shouldn't hold up any prisoner to basically public curiosity.
And does this apply to prisoners living or dead?
Well, that's the question, right? And I think that's open to debate as things currently stand.
In 2003, the Bush administration decided that international law did not forbid releasing graphic photographs showing the corpses of Saddam Hussein's sons, Uday and Qusay. Parker is reassured by the meticulous details the White House released about bin Laden's Islamic burial at sea.
The United States government on this issue, I think, has tried to give some serious thought to handling bin Laden's remains within the appropriate legal context. I mean, that seems clear from the information that's been released so far.
During today's White House briefing, Press Secretary Jay Carney suggested there was also a fear that releasing the photographs could give bin Laden's supporters something to rally around.
It's fair to say that it's a gruesome photograph. It is certainly possible that, and this is an issue that we are taking into consideration, is that it could be inflammatory.
Carney said the president was intimately involved in this decision-making process. He said there was not some roiling debate in the White House over whether or not to release the photo, just some discussion about what the right choice should be. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.